Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Well, welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys at the Whiskey Talk, BHH Talk, Whiskey, BHH.
Wow, wonderful. Yeah. This is brought to you by Addies. Addies, thank you so much for sponsoring our channel. They are an in-house wine sommelier staffed,
good catch.
Family-owned liquor store.
Clearly we haven't done this in a little bit.
They have a fantastic selection. It's one of the best. And they have an app, so if you are in the state of New York, feel free to search what we review here, and they can ship it right to your door.
To your dough.
If you are in the state of New York.
New York.
Today's bottle is Heaven's Door Ascension. What do you know about this, Derek?
So, Heaven's Door
is
knock, knock, knocking.
On Heaven's Door.
Is a Kentucky bourbon. This one is particularly. It is the headmaster and distiller is Ken Pierce. He was instrumental in developing 1792 small batch. So that's kind of where this is coming from.
So right? This better be good.
Pretty sick. It's distilled and blended for two Kentucky straight bourbons in batches of less than 10 barrels.
Talk about it.
It's certified kosher. Didn't know if you knew that. And it's the
don't
whole...
care. I'm still drinking it.
The whole Heaven's Door portfolio was kind of created with Bob Dylan. What's cool is the art on the bottle. Bob Dylan was a little bit of a metal worker himself, and the design elements on this bottle, particularly if you go on their site, you can see other designs on the bottle that encompass the entire bottle itself. This kind of is like a small little rectangle. We'll talk about it. But they partnered with Bob Dylan to release the Heaven's Door whiskey products. So this one in particular, this bourbon, Kentucky bourbon, Alex Moore is the master blender there. He was a previous production coordinator at Breckenridge Distillery, and he's the one that created this particular blend. And now we're going to try it. So
Breckenridge is also good juice.
Breckenridge, and then also you got the dudes from 1792. So
yeah,
we're kind of coming out punching. It's going to be an interesting one here.
Little jab, jab, hook.
Label branding.
Snip, snap.
What you got?
Okay,
snip,
label.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Do you know how... it's so painful for a man to endure. Okay, so...
we're recording.
It's very sleek and elegant on the face.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting bottle shape and size.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like it's very tall and lean. It's what every man aspires to be.
It's really interesting doing this. How many different shapes and sizes 750 milliliters can come in?
They also agreed.
It's like a small bottle this big, 750. This huge, 750.
They also have, did you notice the, I'm trying to see if it's like in this camera or not. Their stamp on the back of the bottle, you can see through the juice, through the name, Ascension. I kind of like that touch. The Bob Dylan art is nice. It's obviously custom. They have the side label to kind of give you a little bit more of a description. And then they do have the molded glass punch out on the side.
Where it says Heaven's Door on it.
I like that.
I agree. It's a real cork, which is cool. The only thing I'm going to knock them on is it's not the stablest bottle in the world. I don't know what's going on, but like if you touch it, it kind of wiggles.
And yes, a stiff breeze.
Yeah, like it shouldn't, It shouldn't do that. Especially if you've had one too many of them, this thing's going down.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Drink responsibly. It's part of our tagline.
But still, I mean, it's a gorgeous bottle. It's pretty nice. I'll go A?
No.
No?
No. It's a real cork, for Christ's sake. We gotta go higher than that. A plus minus.
Well, I'm scared I'm gonna break it.
It's fine. All
right, A plus. We'll compromise. Ooh, love that sound. A plus minus.
You just said A plus compromise.
A plus compromise. A plus C. I agree.
Right, A plus.
Pour this out.
Go ahead.
Pour a little out.
Give me a little dram.
For the friendo.
We do have our non-homogenous stem-like leaf lock water.
See, when I put it down, she's wiggling. I don't like that.
I get it.
I'm not a fan. I don't know if it's just like a faulty bottle or what, but like, I don't know who your glass maker is, but I got a glass guy if you need one. I do not have a glass guy.
Right. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Nose, you're just gonna... All right. You're thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nose section. We might skip that and go right to initial taste. Well, nah, dude.
You gotta get a little on your tongue to experience the whole nose. Started right now. What do is give you number 4,756.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, on the nose.
It's hot in here.
I'm getting, it is very steamy. I feel like we're fermenting ourselves. What's our angel share? I'm getting a lot of honey on this. A touch of vanilla extract. Yeah, yeah. Caramel, yeah. General Kentucky notes, nothing too insane. The 1792 element, I really want to experience on the initial taste. I hope it's there. Don't ruin it, Mr. Speed Racer. Touch of nutmeg.
A little baking spice on it. I don't know if I'm getting nutmeg per se, but...
It's because you already drank it.
Definitely some baking spice.
Nose for this, I'm actually going to go a B-plus check. It's welcoming. It's inviting. I don't think it's overpowering. It's not very high ethanol-y.
Yeah.
And it is 92 proof, so it's a good proof point. I do like that.
It's very viscous.
I feel like this is... Oh, looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like this is a good decanter option.
This is a good... Yeah, I'd go with that. I'm not picking up anything that's going like, whoa, this is going to be special.
Okay,
This smell so far, like... You're going to be tasting just traditional Kentucky.
So on the nose, B plus check is what I said?
Yeah, I'll go. I agree. I mean, it's very, we skip it because it's very traditional for bourbon, but it's very oak forward in my opinion. Like you smell this and you immediately go wood. In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Mash bill details by chance? Initial taste, y'all can watch me enjoy.
Mash bill, I do not have details on it. Okay. This is they say, greater than 5-year product. So, just so you know, and obviously we talked about...
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a very small batch, being less than 10 barrels being blended together.
Ooh, it tastes hotter than it smells. Hold on. Stand by, as they say.
This is a very oak-forward product.
Yeah, but it's very one-dimensional.
It is.
For me, this is like a... Yeah, it's a Tuesday. You know? I'm grilling something. I don't know what I want for dinner. I need something brown in my life. Pause. Yeah, I feel like this is a good decanter option for the everyday drinker and sip to kind of get you through until the next phase, you know? Initial taste, I'm going to go like just flat B.
Yeah, I was going to go B minus. It's very oak forward. And I guess for me, when you get some Kentucky whiskey products, I feel like the go-to is like this overpower caramel vanilla note because they're like, This is what Kentucky bourbon is. Whereas I feel like this went hard into the paint with, you're going to taste oak.
So B?
I'll go B minus. I'm okay with B minus. It's nothing like where you're drinking and you're like, I'm going to have this every day. But like you said, it's a very good decanter product that you would most likely sip while you're outside grilling or doing something.
MSRP at Eddie's by chance.
I don't know if this is sold at Eddie's.
Well, if it isn't, request it and they can get it there. How's that? That's how the whiskey world works.
I believe $54.99. I think the mash bill is 70 corn, 8 malt, and 22 rye. So that's kind of where you're getting a lot of the baking spice. That does make sense.
So ish $50.
So like, yeah, a little over $50. Less than 60, over 50.
Okay. We'll touch on that later. Ending note, I'm almost getting nothing. There's a touch of caramel and vanilla on the back end. That's about it. It's very forward, and then it just kind of dies.
For the proof point that this is, I'm very shocked that the burn stays longer than the tasting notes.
Agreed.
Like, my tongue, after having that sip, my tongue is still like quasi-tingling from the ethanol, but the flavor is gone. So it's leaving me with this like kind of interesting experience where I want to keep drinking it because I want to supplement the burn with more flavor. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Let me try some non-homogenous hemlock leaf lock water. See what it is. This is just reverse osmosis distilled water. That's all this is. But if you're an OG, you kind of know what we mean.
Super close. Let's see. Ending note so far for me, I'm like C+.
The water, adding it, just brought out more oak. This is a very oak forward product.
So C+, or would you go lower? I'm not like D- by any means.
No. This isn't a D product. I would say, yeah, C+ is good. C+ check?
C+ check, I agree.
I thought you just like splattered all that all over my shirt.
Pause. Final rating. Derek, give me that countdown.
Did you ever see that video of that dude that's a taste tester for Breyers ice cream?
It's and he's so like,
you
want to
put it on there and then you want
to. Yeah, it's vanilla. The most made up job ever with a gold spoon to not ruin any flavor notes. It's every like the mustard
tastes,
guy.
Yeah, every single time I taste whiskey, that's the thing that goes through my mind. I'm like, you get the vanilla, then the oak, and then the... I'm like, I want to punch this guy in the face. All right, 100%. Anyway. Final rating.
Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1.
75. So 77? 77.5.
Attaboy. You were so close. Almost got there first try. So for 54, let's just say I wrote down the price point for the next one, which we'll get to.
So now the question is,
so for $54,
would you have this in your collection?
We'll talk about this next week. I would have one of these in my collection just to say that like Bob Dylan's artwork is on it, especially the other bottle, which looks cooler. Like, I'll throw a picture up of what the new bottles look like. They look really sick. For the talking point and for that mystique itself, yes, I might even turn this into a decanter myself with making, or not even a decanter, but keeping it for water. That might be cool for like parties and stuff like that because of the other bottle that'll show actually even has with, artwork on it.
Even with how uneven it is on the base.
I mean, that's a valid point, too. So, yeah, I'm going to have one of these in my collection, but not because I extremely like the taste. Well, I don't know about the Tennessee one. We'll try that next. But this one, nothing for me really came out to say this is an insanely good product.
Yeah, nothing stood out as like, okay, like, yeah, I'd buy that. And then you see the price at $55 and you're like, eh.
If I'm walking into a liquor store and I see these at $55, I'm probably going to skip over it because I know that there are other options out there that I feel like do a pretty good job at $55. If this was sub 50, like 45, 47, then I might be interested because I feel like there's a lack in the market between like that mid 40s that really screams out of a good product. This isn't a bad product. We're not saying this is bad at all. I just feel like $55, there's a lot of options out there for $55.
100% agree with you.
All right, well, that was our review of Heaven's Door Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's a really cool bottle. If you do get a chance to try it, give it a shot because, I mean, you know, Mike and I generally aren't the Kentucky truthers. So if you do try it and you like it, let us know in the comments down below. And honestly, it's just worth it for the bottle itself because it's a cool bottle. And maybe the design of the new bottle doesn't have the arched actual bottom of it. So more to come. Check out next week when we do the Heaven's Door Tennessee whiskey. Newsflash, it's made in Tennessee. And hear our rating on that. So thank you everybody for joining. Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out. Yeah!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.